You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison apologised to Australians who financially suffered as a result of the government's failed robo-debt program. The error affected more than 300,000 people. Mr. Morrison says he's sorry for how the scheme was handled, weeks after announcing more than $720 million of unlawful debt will be refunded.
I would deeply regret any hardship that has been caused to people in the conduct of that activity. The government has many difficult jobs that it has to do, dealing with Australians in very sensitive circumstances, and that is true, particularly at this time. And I would apologise to any hurt or harm in the way that the government has dealt with that issue.
The opposition cast a doubt on the sincerity of the apology. Bill Shorten, Labor's spokesman for Families and Social Services, says the mistake caused grief and trauma for those who received debt notices.
I listened to the Prime Minister today cry what I have to say were crocodile tears, saying, well, I'm sorry. Of course, we only ever want to do what's lawful. But this government has known for over 3 years that it was unlawful.
Meanwhile, the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development reveals Australia is leading the developed world in economic recovery from COVID-19. But the organisation warns an economic slump is on the horizon if support measures are withdrawn too soon. It's prompted further calls for the JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme to be extended beyond September. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the program will be reviewed this month, but doesn't want to preempt the decision.
Well, we're being very consistent that we're undertaking a review over the course of this month by Treasury, and that we'll announce the outcomes of that review on the 23rd of July, when myself and the Finance Minister provide an economic and fiscal update to the Parliament. But what we do know is that JobKeeper is supporting more than 3 million workers across the country. It's helping to maintain that formal connection between employer and employee.
Liberal MP Warren Entsch has broken ranks to support an extension of the scheme. The member for Leichhardt says his constituents in Cairns are the nation's fifth highest receivers of JobKeeper payments. Mr. Entsch says support is critical in the region, where the aviation sector has been severely impacted by the pandemic.
I'm not even sure that March next year will be sufficient time, but I think that it's a no-brainer that we have to do this extension. And look, I'm confident that it will happen. The review that's going to be carried out this month, as it should be, will identify those industries or businesses that no longer require it, and there are businesses out there that no longer require it.
The government is appealing to states and territories to end their border restrictions in a bid to save the aviation sector. It's concerned the lack of certainty around domestic travel will jeopardise the chances of finding a buyer for struggling airline Virgin Australia. Mr. Frydenberg says opening borders will help stimulate the economy.
Well, the states should go the full hog. They should lift those borders immediately. Closed borders cost jobs. The public wants to get back to work. And if those states lift those borders in accordance with the medical advice that we have, then that will be good news for the economy overall.
Meanwhile, Mr. Morrison has responded to rising tensions between China and Australia. The Chinese Education Ministry and Tourism Ministry have advised students and travellers to reconsider visiting Australia, blaming a spike in racist incidents against Asians. Mr. Morrison says Australia will always act in its national interests and is not intimidated by threats.
I'm very confident in the attractiveness of our product, and you know, we're an open trading nation, mate, but I'm never going to trite our values in response to coercion from wherever it comes.
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.